The most important test is the test of your faith. You can fail social studies, but you can't fail at your faith because it has eternal implications. That's the big test that you need to be prepared for. And the truth is, when Christian students go to school and they're faced with these harassments, you really got three choices. You can take a dive, you can withdraw to survive, or you can determine to thrive.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. As we continue in this series called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel, you'll discover how to live for God no matter what comes your way. If you'd like to have the amazing Unshakable study kit, which contains 8 video sessions and a workbook, it's available right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 800-600-5004. Just ask for the Unshakable DVD study kit when you contact us. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 2 of a message called When Your Beliefs Are Belittled.
So, how do you excel in your education when relativism is actually a fundamental position of humanism? Well, let me give you 6 things. You need to write these down. And even if you've gone through school, you're going to need to share these with students, children, grandchildren, and you're going to need them the rest of your life, even at work. Okay? Here's how you excel in your education or even in your business. Number one, decide in advance to stand for God. You decide in advance to stand for God. The time to choose your loyalty is before the test happens. Before you go back to school, before you go back to work, Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation. Not might, you will. So count on it. It's a guarantee. You should not be surprised that your faith is going to be tested at school, or your faith is going to be tested at work or anywhere else. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:13, look up here on the screen, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus might, no, not might, will suffer persecution. If I'm not suffering any persecution in my life, guess what? It just means I'm not living a godly life. It means I'm living such a chameleon life that people don't even know I'm a Christian, and so I'm not suffering anything. If you live a godly life, you stand for truth, then you're going to suffer some harassment. Okay, so no big deal. It's going to happen in your life. Parents, you need to prepare your students for this. You should expect your faith to be challenged during your 2 decades of school at some point. Now, you need to be prepared for that test. In school, during your education, you're going to have a lot of tests. You got geography tests, sociology tests, you got math tests, English tests, on and on and on. But the most important test you'll ever take during your education, the most important test is the test of your faith. You can fail social studies, but you can't fail at your faith because it has eternal implications. That's the big test that you need to be prepared for. And the truth is, when Christian students go to school and they're faced with these harassments, you really got 3 choices. You can take a dive, you can withdraw to survive, or you can determine to thrive. Those are the 3 options you've got as a student. You can take a dive, go, forget it. I'm just dropping my faith. I'm not going to try to defend it. I'm going to walk away from my faith once I go to high school or college or whatever. You take a dive. Or you can withdraw to survive. That's where you pull back and you compartmentalize your life. Go, I'm not going to let this life affect this life. And God doesn't want them compartmentalized. Your education's part of your life, the Bible says. Or you can determine to thrive, which is what Daniel did and his 3 friends did. And they excelled at their education because they were prepared. They didn't let phony ideas blow them away. They just learned. It's kind of like eating fish. You eat the meat and throw away the bone. And that's with an education. You go, that's legitimate. That can help me. That's true. That's obviously scientifically accurate. That's a bunch of baloney. Like all ideas are equally valid. Stuff like that. And so you start with deciding in advance to stand for God. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 says, Daniel made up his mind. In other words, he resolved. He decided in advance. Made up his mind not to defile himself. So the starting point for you as a student or in any area of your life is to make a commitment and say, I'm going to protect my mind, I'm going to protect my body, and I'm going to protect my heart while I'm trying to do the best I can at this education, at this job, or whatever. And you set and you decide boundaries. Now, how do you excel? How do you go to the top of your class in education? How do you become a great student? Well, the Bible says, look at the next verse, Proverbs 1, verse 7. Start with God. Start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down to God. That's a humble attitude. Only fools thumb their nose at such wisdom and learning. So you start with God. He's the foundation of all truth. He's the source of all knowledge and wisdom. And Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy, he said, you know, Timothy, the problem with a lot of people is they know a lot, but they don't know the most important thing. He said, they don't know God. You know a lot of other things. You could have so many degrees, they call you Dr. Fahrenheit. I've been to school most of my life, okay? When I add up, okay, 12 years, you know, in primary school and high school, then, you know, 4 years for a bachelor's degree, and then 3 more years for a master's degree, and then it took me about 9 years to do my doctorate, and I'm going, man, I've been in school my entire life. And so I'm very pro-education, but the Bible says start with God. Only fools thumb their nose at such wisdom and learning. See, one day you're going to stand before God at the end of your life, and that's the final exam. The final exam is when you stand before God at the end of your life. It's far more important than an exam that any teacher gives you. And at that final exam, God is not going to say, how'd you do in social studies? Let me see your penmanship. Thank God he's not going to ask that one. Some of us, you know, you have to have a degree in hieroglyphics to read what you're reading. He's going to say, did you know me? Did you get to know me? Proverbs 15:33 says this on your outline. Reverence for the Lord is an education in itself. Why? Because God invented everything else. He invented biology. He invented physics. He invented anatomy. He invented social studies. He invented geography. He invented art. He invented music. God thought it all up. And so the more you get to know God, he says, reverence for the Lord is an education in itself. History is his story. God knows the beginning. God knows the end. No professor knows that. History is his story. So you decide in advance. Number two, second key thing is this. Never stop learning. Never stop learning. One of the slogans of our staff at Saddleback for now 36 years is this. All leaders are learners. You can't be a leader if you're not a learner. All leaders are learners. The moment you stop learning, you stop leading. Growing businesses require growing businessmen. Growing churches require growing pastors and staff. Growing organizations require growing leaders. The moment you stop growing, your business, organization, ministry, or whatever stops growing. All leaders are learners. Now, the months you stop learning, you start dying. You start dying. You should have a lifelong thirst for learning. And so let me ask you, those of you who are adults or those of you who are students, what's the new skill you're going to learn this next year? If you're not learning, you're dying. What's the new skill? You say, I intentionally want to learn this next year. You ought to know that. You ought to be intentional about never stopping learning. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:15, wise women, are always learning, always listening for fresh insight. Circle the word learning and circle the word listening and draw a line between them. I want you to notice the connection between listening and learning. You're never learning when you're talking. You learn when you're listening. Right now, I'm not learning anything. I learned as I was preparing for this, but I'm not learning anything right now. I'm talking. If you're listening, you might be learning something. So if that's true, you're not learning unless you're listening. One of the most important things you need to learn is the skill of listening. There are books on it. There are courses on this. You can learn to become a better listener. Parents, one of the best things you can do for your children, your students, is teach them the skill of listening. because the better listener you are, the better learner you will be. Some of us don't know how to listen well, but the most skilled listeners are the best learners. Now, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study, circle that word, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that isn't ashamed. The Bible says God wants you to study. He wants you to be a student. We talk about being a disciple of Jesus Christ. We talk about one of the purposes of our church is discipleship and discipling men and women. Do you know what the word disciple means? It's the Greek word for student. A disciple is a student. A student is a disciple. I'm a student of Jesus Christ. I'm a disciple, but I'm a student of Jesus Christ. It just means I'm a learner. And so the Bible says, study to show yourself approved to God. God loves it when you learn. Then you are a workman that's not ashamed. You know, sometimes I'll talk to some adults and within 15 minutes, I kind of realize they haven't cracked the book since graduation because it shows. I mean, when they finish school, and they go, thank God I don't ever have to read a book again. And it shows. It shows. When I was 14 years old, I started reading 2 books a week. At some points in my life, I was reading a book a day. And I have now over 35,000 volumes in my library. Why? Because the people you hang out with and the books you read will determine where your future is going to be. So the Bible says, study to show yourself approved to God. Proverbs 19, verse 8. Those who get wisdom do themselves a favor, and those who love learning will succeed. You are actually doing yourself a favor the more you learn. You want to succeed in life? I want you to succeed as your pastor. I love you. I want you to succeed in your relationships. I want you to succeed in your career. I want you to succeed in your finances. I want you to succeed in every area of your life because that brings honor and glory to God. And the Bible says those who get wisdom and love learning are going to succeed, are going to succeed. Now, it's important to know the difference between wisdom and knowledge. They're both important. They're both essential to success, but they're very different. And if you're going to succeed in life, you need to get knowledge and you need to get wisdom, but they are not the same. Knowledge, I wrote the definition on your outline there. Knowledge is information that you gained from education or experience. And from education experience, you learn more information, you know more. The more you know, the more background you've got to accomplish the tasks and solve the problems and things like that in your life. Knowledge, information. Wisdom, write this down. Wisdom is seeing and responding from God's viewpoint. Wisdom is seeing and responding from God's viewpoint. Seeing your relationships from God's viewpoint and responding to them from God's viewpoint. Wisdom is seeing your finances from God's viewpoint and responding from God's viewpoint. Wisdom is seeing your career from God's viewpoint and responding from God's viewpoint. You can get knowledge in a book. You get wisdom from God. God is wise. Some people have a lot of knowledge. They have so much knowledge, but they're not wise. And that's why their relationships fall apart. You can have multiple PhD degrees and go through multiple divorces and go bankrupt and have all, because you're not wise. You have knowledge, but you don't have wisdom. Knowledge comes from your education. Wisdom comes from God. God is the source of real wisdom. And one of the things that happens when you get wisdom, we'll talk about this in future things, is you start understanding the meaning of things. That's when you become wise, the meaning of things. You see, a lot of people go and they get a high school degree and maybe even a college degree, maybe a postgraduate degree, and they're still asking things like, who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I headed? What's the meaning of my life? Is there any significance to me? Does my life matter? What's my purpose? What's my meaning? Because those questions aren't solved by knowledge. The most fundamental, the deepest questions of your life are solved by wisdom, not by knowledge. And they come only from God. So you need to never stop learning. Now, this leads me to the third thing, if you want to be wise in life. Number 3, steep myself in God's word. If I want to excel in my education, you want to graduate, you know, with honors, you need to steep yourself in God's word. Now, I intentionally chose that word steep for a reason. Do you know what it means to steep a tea bag? You know, when you steep a tea bag in tea, you know, you take a tea bag out of its thing and you dunk it in hot water and you kind of bounce it up and down and you're steeping it, and you can't do it fast. You can't go boom and that's it. You're not going to have any tea. Okay. You got to do it slowly and you bounce it up and down. And to steep, what that means is you're going to soak that tea bag. You're going to saturate that tea bag. And as it takes time, it doesn't happen quickly, it extracts all of the flavor of that tea bag. Okay? And that's what it means to steep. You extract all the flavor of that tea bag. You can't do it rapidly. This is the same thing with God's word. Now, I believe in speed reading. I'm a speed reader, but I never read the Bible with speed reading. I read it slowly. Every single word. And I look at the word. Why? Because the Bible says every word of God is pure. And so I read, if you read it fast, it's like flying a jet over the country. You don't see any of the details. If you walk across the United States slowly, you're gonna see a lot more details than if you ride in a car or do a train or take a plane. The faster you go, the fewer details you see. And if you're going too fast in life, you're missing all the details of life in your life. That's why your relationships are hard and other things are hard. You got to slow it down. You got to steep yourself in God's word. Time with God is of the essence. And you need to read your Bible every day. If you're a student or you're an adult, you need to read your Bible every day and you need to memorize it. There are some verses you need to put in your mind so that they're there, so that God can bring them to mind when you're tempted or you need to answer something. You need to memorize it. Now, the alternative to success in life is failure. You don't want to be a failure. You want to succeed in whatever area you choose to live your life. And I want you to succeed. The next verse we're going to look at is the clearest promise of success in the Bible. And if you're serious about succeeding in school, in work, in relationships, in any other area, you need to do this verse because it's the promise of success in the Bible. Joshua 1:8, God makes this promise to you. Study God's word continually. Meditate on it day and night. That means all the time. So that you may be sure to obey all that is written in it. If you do this, you study, you meditate, and you do it. If you do this, you will be prosperous and successful. Is God a liar? No, he is not. This is a promise from God to you. You want to be successful and prosperous in your life? Study God's word continually, meditate on it day and night, and then obey it. That will make you wise. And with wisdom, the Bible says, comes riches, honor, and all kinds of other stuff too. Now, when you say that word meditate, what does it mean to meditate on the word of God? Most people, if I say the word meditate, think, well, that means you put your mind in neutral, you sit in a lotus position, you contemplate the lint in your navel, and you go, No. Biblical meditation simply means you think about a Bible verse over and over and over and over and over in your mind. Let me take a little test. Now, be honest here. Confession's good for the soul. How many of you know how to worry? Okay, see your hands. Okay, the rest of you are liars. Okay. If you know how to worry, you already know how to meditate. Because worry is just negative meditation. When you take a fear, when you take an anxiety, or you take a problem, and you think about it over and 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 over, we call that worry. When you take a verse of the Bible and you think about it over and over and over and over and over, we call that meditation. God says the secret of success in life is wisdom. And the secret of wisdom is meditation on the word of God. The more you meditate on this, the wiser man you're going to be, the wiser woman you're going to be. And so you think about it over and over and over. And by the way, have you noticed when you worry about something, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger? You know, it starts off, one guy didn't like me, keep thinking, worrying about it, pretty soon the whole world thinks I suck, okay? And you know, it gets all out of proportion. When you think about God's word, it's steeping it. It's getting every ounce of nourishment, nutrition, and flavor out of that verse. Now, I want you to write this on your outline. I must learn the truth in order to discern the lies. There are lies all around you in this culture. Worldview lies, cultural lies, moral lies, political lies, and on and on and on. The world is filled with lies, things that just aren't true. And so I have to learn the truth in order to discern the lies. The only way you're gonna know what's a lie in life, what's not true, what's false, what's fake, is know the real thing. Do you know that the U.S. Treasury Department, the way they train their agents to spot a counterfeit is they don't give them counterfeit bills and go, here, these are counterfeit bills, look at them, because there's a million different kinds of counterfeit. Now, the way they train agents to recognize counterfeit is they give them fresh, clean, crisp $1, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 bills and say, study these, meditate on the real thing. And you know it so well, and you know the details of a true American dollar so well, you see a counterfeit, oh, that's fake. You can spot it right off the bat. They don't study the fake to know the fake. You study the real to know the false. You study the authentic to know the inauthentic. You study the true to know, that's not right, that's false. You study what's right, what is God says is right, in order to go, well, that's wrong. The reason why so many students today and so many adults today are falling for stupid ideas in our society that happen to be popular right now is because they don't know the truth. They don't know the authentic. So they can't spot a phony, false, fake idea. But the more you know God's word, you're gonna go, oh, clearly that's wrong. That's a dead end. That'll destroy your relationship. That's not gonna work. You're gonna end up destroying yourself on that. That's a self-destructive idea. And the more you know the truth, the more you learn the truth, the more you can discern the lies. And if you don't know this, you know, when a student comes home to a parent and the student says, well, what about this? Well, you can't answer that unless you know the truth. We've got courses on it, like foundations. Over 25,000 people have taken foundations in this church. You might want to take a refresher course on that. So God says, I want you to learn in order to discern. And when you do that, then you can see what's false. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 104, your commandments, that's the Bible, give me great understanding. It's a wonder I can see and hate every false way of life. Why? Because I know the authentic so well, I can see a phony and a fake a mile away. That idea is going nowhere. It's been around for 2,000 years, and it's wrong. So your commandments give me understanding. It's no wonder I can see and hate every false way of life. Now, those of your students, would you like to be smarter, more insightful, wiser than your teachers? The Bible tells you how, as a student, you can actually have more insight than your own teachers do, okay? And it's this. Psalm 119, verse 99 says this. I am wiser and I have more insight than all my teachers because I continually meditate on your word. I'm not listening to what man says, what public opinion says, what culture says. I'm listening to what God says. And if it's true, it's always been true, and it will always be true. The moon isn't going to change into spaghetti next year. It will always be rock. And God says, build your house on the rock of God's truth.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. If you'd like a copy of today's message or the whole series, just go to PastorRick.com. And while you're there, go ahead and sign up for Pastor Rick's free daily email devotional and be sure to check out all the other great resources available to you. As we look at the unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear that we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick has asked his team to make available to you a DVD study kit called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video sessions, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures, how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. To get your copy of the Unshakable DVD study kit, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 800-600-5004. And now here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want you to listen to this testimony from a listener in Monterrey, Mexico. Jonas writes, "Hi there, Pastor Rick. I'm an English teacher in Monterrey, Mexico. I listen to Daily Hope every day by podcast, and it has profoundly enriched my life. I recommend to my students to listen to it and to practice their English skills." Hey, that's a great idea. "And I know for sure that if they do, they're going to get much more than just learning English. Thank you so very much. Sincerely, Jonas." Well, thanks for writing, Jonas. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring the hope that we find in Jesus to your students, just as we're praying that it brings hope to people all around the world. By the way, did you notice how Jonas is sharing Daily Hope podcast with his students? I think that's a great idea. My question to you is, who are you sharing the Daily Hope podcast with? Who could you tell about this good news? You know, good news is so good, we can't keep it to ourselves. You got to share it. So if you share Daily Hope with somebody else, would you let me know about it? Write me. You know the address, rick@pastorrick.com. It's just rick@pastorrick.com. And tell me your story of how you're sharing Daily Hope with other people.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.